until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, Jennifer Cromartie is with me in the studio to discuss a very exciting event, which is the Pivot Summit. It's coming up this weekend, and it's been in the pipeline for some time, hasn't it? Because people have been speaking about it for a fair while, so it's great to see it coming to fruition. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Now, tell us about what Pivot Summit actually is. How would you describe it to people that hadn't heard about it yet?
Yeah, well, we had the first Pivot Summit in October last year, which was the brainchild of a local digital marketer called Leighton Wells, who struck up a relationship with Telstra. So Telstra have their digital summit every year, which is a big event, and they fly in speakers from across the world. And they kindly offered to give us their speakers if we could construct an event around it. So last year, 300-odd people came to the pier, and it was a fantastic event. This year it's at the arena. We've got 550 people coming on Friday, and it's all about digital. So everything you want to know about, you know, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, innovation, entrepreneurship, creative industries, it will all be out there at the arena on Friday.
It's also exciting to hear all of this cutting edge stuff is actually here on our doorstep in the Geelong region.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, for example, I know Deakin is the first university in the Asia Pacific to have a VR, virtual reality and AR graduate diploma. So Deakin is a sponsor as well of Pivot Summit. So in Geelong, we are punching above our weight, particularly in the startup area. So we've got Pivot Pitch as well on Friday, where local entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from across the country will pitch their concepts for prizes.
So it's a bit like Shark Tank, is
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic. So we've got 12 finalists. We'll put a bit more information out about that probably today or tomorrow, but they'll be pitching for quite some fantastic prizes on Friday.
Now, run us through the different days, because it starts on Thursday, December 1, and goes through until Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, so part of the vision of Pivot Summit, so there's a small group of volunteers, we're a not-for-profit, so we work pretty hard to bring this to Geelong, was a vision around South by Southwest, which is in Austin, Texas, which is a festival about everything tech, you know, film, music, and it's been a huge a boon for the economy in Austin. So when we started, we thought, look, we'll hold the summit, but we want to build events around it so people are really engaged in digital. So what we've been able to do this year is partner with the City of Greater Geelong, firstly to bring Pivot Connect, which is on the Saturday. But going back to Thursday evening, we are very well aware it's the National Year of Digital Inclusion. So in about March this year, I spoke at a forum the city ran about digital inclusion, and a group called Go Digi, who are funded by Australia Post, approached us to say, can we do something together more formally around Pivot Summit? So on Thursday night at the Art Gallery, they've got their formal National Digital Inclusion Awards ceremony. So that kind of kicks off what we're calling the Digital Days, Pivot Summit Digital Days, and then Friday is the summit, which is a ticketed event. And then Saturday is the first free community festival about everything digital, and that goes from 11 till 3 in the cultural precinct. So there's more I can talk to you about that. But then on Saturday night, we've also got the Odyssey Film Festival, which is Year 12 students playing their films, and it's part of Pivot Connect. So we're trying to broaden the reach by partnering with groups already doing fantastic things.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, with the Friday part, can people still get tickets, or is it sold out?
No. Well, yes and no. It's we closed ticket sales at 5 o'clock today, so it's very timely to talk about it.
Good.
We've released just another tranche just for the next, well, last few days. So 5 o'clock today, we cut off ticket sales, but we've got over 550 people coming to the arena.
That's amazing. Yeah. And are people coming from far and wide?
Yeah, yeah. So we've got interest across the country, obviously predominantly because of our location. Melbourne's been quite a great market for us.
Yeah.
But it is a local event. I mean, part of Pivot Summit is we want to bring the world to Geelong, but we also obviously want Geelong to understand the opportunities. So I haven't seen the stats. Last year it was about 80-20, so 80% local. This year I reckon it'll actually be more from away from Geelong. But we'll have a look at that when it's all done and dusted. But lots of interest, and across the world too, because we'll be live streaming the event. So last year we had 400 people log on and watch it live across
That's
the world.
That's pretty big.
Mm.
So run us through what's happening on the Friday. You've got a lot of guest speakers, do you, that are coming in to speak about a whole range of different issues. I see there's someone coming in from News Corp, because obviously digital media is where it's all going now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, News Corp's a sponsor.
Yeah.
And they've actually got Alyssa Bowen, who's the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, coming and talking about what's happening in media. Because as you know, I mean, digital has transformed not just retail and other industries, but media particularly. So probably our head kind of speakers are Robert Scope, who was here last year, a very entertaining speaker, but probably one of the world's most renowned global futurists in tech, and Shell Israel, and they'll be launching their book, the fourth transformation, all about how augmented reality and AI is going to change everything. So that will be really exciting. But we've got Georgia Beattie from Startup Victoria. We've got Ian Aitken, who's from Samsung. Trent Innes from Xero, if you know the accounting software.
Yes, I use it myself.
Yeah, so most people know that. And we've got Danelli Mather from Deakin, as well as Kathy Reid, who I don't know if you've met Kathy, but she runs GovHack here locally. And they'll be talking about jobs of the future. You know, what are we going to do now? You know, robots will take over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a really great diverse lineup.
Now, I saw something in the running sheet that said mystery guest or guest speaker or something, so we don't know who that is.
Well, there's a gentleman, I think, that we may have made some public words about, who is a very prominent startup kind of incubator guy.
Right.
And he's not speaking, but he will be around, let's say. So okay. We'll be able to grab him at booths if you want to have a chat to him.
Mm.
But some of them are actually more government speakers. So we've got federal government sponsorship, state government sponsorship in the city of Greater Geelong. So we've got Sarah Henderson, Chris Cousins and Andrew Downey from the city speaking. So they might be some of the slots that hadn't quite been filled.
Now, tell us about Pivot Connect. This is the free festival, and as you said, it's happening in the cultural precinct starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Yes, so very exciting from a Pivot Summit point of view. The City of Greater Geelong has grabbed the partnership with both hands and have run with this festival, which will include activities for the whole family as well as anyone in the community interested in digital. So the cultural precinct, being the art gallery, will have some booths and activities in there related to digital. And I noticed you mentioned Encompass just before. So Encompass have a social enterprise called Encompass Digital Inclusion. So they've started that in Whittington, and I know, for example, they'll be there talking about the work that they're doing in the community to get people some experience in digital technologies. So you've also got the youth courthouses participating. There'll be some activities there. We'll also have the library is going to run a forum. So again, Kathy Reid and Fiona Gray will be talking about the shared economy. So there'll be something for everybody. And I think it actually goes into Johnston Park as well. And there'll be food trucks, and we've got the Micmacs, and we've got Tubby the Robot. And I don't know if you saw Nikki Buckley in the paper, but she's the MC, and she was there with Neo, the robot that the Brainery guys here locally have. So there's going to be loads on, and it's all free from 11 o'clock.
I think it's interesting you say, you know, it's pitched at people that are interested in digital or technology. I think that people don't really have much of a choice these days. If you want to get out there and see where the world is actually going, then it's probably a useful thing to know.
Yeah, look, this is the bigger philosophical question, I suppose, that fronts us. And me personally, I'm not a tech person as such. Like, I'm not a programmer, you know, but I have worked in and around businesses, and particularly in government, where we're trying to get people to see the opportunity and not the threat. So putting another hat on, I was the deputy CEO of the Australian Retailers Association some time ago, and they were talking about the threat of online and, you know, borders was closing and, you know, a lot of the bookstores, for example. And I was just very much advocating for the opportunities of online. So that's just one example. You've got Uber, you've got Airbnb, you know all these stories around how digital has actually disrupted or transformed industries. And I think if people understand that it's not about technology as such, it's enabled by tech, but this is about understanding what the opportunities are across the board for us. And people want to come live in Geelong. That's my view. Why not make it attractive? Why not say, hey, if you're going to start a business, the world is your oyster. You've got the internet. You can sell from wherever you want to live. So this is about great people in Geelong doing amazing things. Mm. Why not promote the fact that we're going to be leaders in this space?
That's exactly right. And it rounds out, as you mentioned, with the Year 11 and 12 Media Studies Film Festival. Explain that part of it.
Yeah, and look, this is just, again, through the partnership with the City of Greater Geelong. So they're involved with this Odyssey Film Festival. And when we were talking about the concept of Pivot Connect, we literally had a brainstorm. What else is happening that we can brand it, just so that people can see the full gamut of tech, because people think, oh no, it's just about programming or it's about, you know, the really hard sort of tech stuff. But what it is, it's film, it's music, it's media, it's publishing, it's everything around how technology enables these businesses. So we were just thrilled to see that there were events like that, that we could come in and at least have as a co-branded event. But it's an independent event just running under the Pivot Connect brand.
And tell us about the tickets process for Friday. You mentioned it closes at 5 o'clock today. What sort of person do you think would be interested in going along?
Yeah, look, we've had people, as I say, from outside Geelong and from Melbourne and beyond coming. And it's anyone who really wants to understand, number one, what opportunities there are for their business, their community group, for their career. So we've got, you know, quite an interesting cohort of students coming who want to understand what the opportunities are. But equally, businesses who go, look, I think I understand what this is about, but I just want to hear what's actually happening on the really cutting edge so that they can start doing some planning for their business. And we've got a very large contingent coming from government as well. So that's everything. And I think the City of Greater Geelong has, you know, supported us in a very big way, and they've got some executives coming. So all I'd say is it's people who understand that this is, as the book that's being launched by Scoble and Israel about the fourth transformation, this is something that we all need to actually understand. So I would say everyone, but obviously it's for people who can see a direct relationship to things they're doing at the moment.
Or people might start with the free event and then I presume it might be happening again next year.
Yeah, look, all indications are. I mean, as I said, we're a not-for-profit and we plan things as best we can, obviously, in advance, but every indication we've had is this is just another step forward, and hopefully next year it will be maybe a week of activities rather than just 3 days.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it all.
Thank you. It sounds like
it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and I'll try and see if I can be part of some of it myself just to get a bit of a snapshot of what's going on.
That'd be great.
But it's going to be absolutely fantastic, so I'd recommend people get on board with that. How do people purchase tickets if they want to?
pivotsummit.com.au. We're, of course, digital, so all the ticketing information is on the website.
And, of course, more information about the events are there as well.
Absolutely, about everything from Pivot Connect to Pivot Pitch, the entrepreneurial competition, as well as the federal government program about experience for work. So there's quite a bit on there that you can have a look at.
And as I said, everyone, I think, needs to be across this because it's happening all around us, and, you know, it's passing people by if they don't embrace what's going on.
Well, we are the year of digital inclusion, so everyone's involved.
Well, good on you. Thank you very much for being with us, Jennifer. I really appreciate it, and all the best with it.
Thank you. Pivot Summit.
Jennifer Cromartie there.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Day. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.